Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. This is just one of the many ways you can stay up to date with one of the nation's premier community colleges. Not only can you listen to the weekly podcast, but other ways include following us on our social media accounts. When it comes to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, my name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the host of this show, but also the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast. Last week, a terrific week of homecoming, capped off by our football victory over Kahoma. The Tigers now 3-0, trying to go 4-0 on the year, hosting Northwest this Thursday night. It's our last home game of the year, 6:30 kickoff at Tiger Stadium. If you can't make it, no worries. You can check out all the action on NEMCCTV.com. Let's bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford. Dr. Ford, as always, really appreciate your time.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Will, for an opportunity to share again with the Northeast family some things that have happened and have transpired and some things that are going to happen in the future and that we can look forward to coming up. I do want to say thank you for everyone who played a part in the homecoming. I want to pay a special shout-out to our buildings and grounds folks for getting everything ready to go and getting our grounds and facilities to looking as great as they were. So I certainly want to appreciate their efforts and everything that they have done and have done in the past and will also continue to do in the future. So thank you to the facilities and maintenance folks there. I do want to say thank you to our students for exhibiting a very classy homecoming presentation. Our homecoming court was exceptional. It was presented very expediently, and we got away from the crowds and things like that. So do want to say thank you to our students there. We had a great crowd for homecoming, so I want to say thank you to the fans for coming out and supporting our students and supporting our football team. The Northeast Tiger Band, again, performed exceptionally well, as they always do. I'm very proud of Brian Mitchell and his staff and our band and the things that they do. They are such a positive force in the life of Northeast. So I want to say thank you to them. I also want to say congratulations to our football team. They did a tremendous job in playing in some difficult conditions. It began to rain after halftime, and it was slick. We made some turnovers, but we were still able to come out and hang on and have a victory and go 3-0 on the year. So we're extremely pleased with our football team. I do want to invite everyone this week to come out and support the Tigers as we take on the Northwest Rangers. And this will probably be the top two teams in the North Division, so we do need your support for Thursday night. This will be our final home game for the 2020 football season, so we encourage you to come out and enjoy and watch the Tigers play and support them. We do have several things going on campus that I do want to remind you of. I think I did this last week. I reminded everyone how we wrapped up our SACS review, and it went very well. So I thank you for everybody that was involved with that. One thing I do want to remind everyone of, and that is to be vigilant in the COVID-19 guidelines that we have in place. There is a spike in cases statewide, and we do not want that to happen here at Northeast. We do have a small spike within the community, the campus community, and also in the surrounding areas. So we want to encourage everyone to make sure that you are conscientious of your surroundings and where you are and adhere to the guidelines that have already been put in place. We've just got to make sure that we carry those out. So I do want to encourage our students, encourage our employees, encourage everyone that if you are in an enclosed space, in a classroom, and you have more than 8 to 10 people within that classroom, that everyone please distance yourself from each other and wear a mask. Those things are simple and they're easy to do, and it goes a long way as far as preventing the spread and controlling the COVID-19 virus. So I do want to remind everyone to continue to adhere to the guidelines that we have in place. It's very important that if you are experiencing any type of symptoms whatsoever, that you use precautionary measures. Do not come to work. Do not come to a class until you make sure that you are not a positive case of the COVID-19 virus. Because every time that we've had to quarantine students or quarantine people elsewhere, it's because someone came to work and they were showing some symptoms of it, or they were sick. And I understand, and sometimes you don't know that. You don't know if you're sick or not. You have zero symptoms, and those are the ones that we worry about. And that's why it's important that you wear a mask when you are around people. So if we would just practice these simple little guidelines, everything will be fine, and we can go about a pretty much a normal activity. So do want to remind everyone concerning that. Also remind everyone that we're closing out our Ripley project. We will be completing that around the first 10th or 11th of November when the contractor will sign off on it. We will begin equipping it with equipment, lab equipment, computer lab equipment, desk, office equipment, those type things to get it up and running by January 1. And we will have an open house for that once we get the equipment, everything in, and we get it fully operational. And that will be probably mid-January. I do want to remind everybody of some agreements that we have are going to sign. First of all, we have signed some articulation agreements and transfer agreements with, first of all, previously the University of North Alabama, where our students can transfer with ease to the University of North Alabama. Also signed an agreement, MOU, with Mississippi State University for the Bachelor of Applied Science. Now our Career Tech students that can transfer there and receive a BS degree in the career technical area. So we're excited about those. Another upcoming agreement that we've got coming up would be a transfer agreement with the University of West Alabama. And this will provide many scholarship opportunities for our students that choose to transfer to the University of West Alabama. There are scholarships available with certain GPAs if they transfer there. There are also scholarships that are available for our students that want to live in the dorm there. So there are multiple scholarships that are going to be available for our students to transfer to University of West Alabama. You will hear more about that. We will have a press conference signifying that and putting a stamp on that MOU. Later on in probably mid-November is when we're looking at it. Do want to remind everyone, too, that one big thing is we're going back to our normal schedule in January. We will be offering face-to-face classes as to anyone who wants a face-to-face class can have a face-to-face class with their instructor. All the other options will still be available. We will be adding a Zoom option also. For students that, you know, needs that interaction with their instructor. And I think that's very important that a student is capable, has the ability to interact with their instructor immediately. And with the Zoom class and Zoom offerings, they would have that during the Zoom period of teaching those classes. So we are going to provide that opportunity for our students also. I think it's important that we provide the face-to-face classes because, you know, when we went into this probably back in March, right after spring break, Northeast probably was the only school that was really equipped to go to a full virtual online teaching platform. We had the capabilities of doing that, but the other schools, the K-12 schools, the IHL schools, and even Northeast up to a certain degree, we were pushed right into a full virtual situation, and culturally, educationally, we were not ready for that. Students were not ready for that. Instructors were not ready for that. So I think this is something that we need to really back off of a little bit and kind of work our way into it, starting a little bit at a time rather than just pushing everyone into a completely virtual situation immediately. I have concerns about students that, not necessarily here at Northeast, but students in some of our K-12 school districts You know, they're just not getting the information presented to them in a platform that they can understand, and they can interact with the instructor. They can have that face-to-face interaction. So I think it's important that educationally that we get back to as much normal face-to-face interaction as we possibly can. And we would need to kind of grow into this virtual learning as we move forward. So that's what we're going to do here at Northeast. We're going to provide that face-to-face interaction to our students. So we're going to be going back to our back-to-normal schedule of offering face-to-face classes. And at the same time, we'll still have the online option, we'll still have the hybrid option, and we will have the Zoom option for our students. So at the end of the day, we've got to make sure that our students are getting the information that they need, and then they are retaining that information. Because when you get to the college level or higher education, the things that they learn will be the things that they will be using in their vocation. So it's important that they get that information, plus they need to retain that information also. So thank you all for supporting our students and supporting us as we try to get back to a normal situation. So that's coming up in January, and please be aware that we are going to make sure and ensure that all of our students and everyone is completely safe and you're not put in harm's way. So please understand that, and we will work with you. As always, we're open to suggestions. We're open to ideas that anyone might have. So please let the president's office, my office, know about those, or your supervisor, let them know of those ideas, because the more ideas we have, the better we will be at the end of the day. So again, thank you all so much for what you do for Northeast, what you've done, what you're going to do, and Northeast continues to grow and Northeast continues to move forward simply because of the great employees that we have, the great faculty, instructors, the great staff. Every employee that we have does a tremendous job, and we're so appreciative of that, and it would not have another group of employees anywhere in the world other than you. So thank you so much for that, and if I can ever be of assistance, please let me know. And again, as always, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, President Ford. Speaking of Tigers, how about the Northeast Tiger Golf Program? Third in the nation this week in the latest NJCAA national poll. A couple of quick reminders before we wrap up this week's show. The Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society here at Northeast is hosting a Run with Ricky virtual 5K during the month of October. Registration is underway. You need some more information, or if you'd like to register, this is run or walk between October 15th through the 31st. You go to tinyurl.com/runwithricky. Also, don't forget to please fill out your form before you head to campus each day. That's a screening form, whether you're a student or an employee here at Northeast. We want to continue as we wind down this fall semester to not get lax when it comes to COVID-19 guidelines. President Ford challenging all of us to remain vigilant of the state, local, and college COVID-19 guidelines that include wearing a mask and properly social distancing oneself to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And with that, we will put a wrap on this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes to get us on the air each week. So for the president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.